Tanana Chiefs Conference Board Chairman Victor Joseph says work on the 16,000 square foot clinic in Toke has continued through the winter and is now picking up so the project can be completed on schedule by September.
We're going to be putting on the roof in February and then landscaping, sidewalks and outside paving starting in May.
When the project's done, the new clinic will provide more of the services that Tanana Chief's been providing to the Toke area for the past several years. That includes emergency services and more routine types of care.
We're going to be expanding dental, behavioral health, and then, of course, we're going to have our normal medical clinic services.
Joseph says Tanana Chiefs is still trying to figure out how to provide pharmacy services at the clinic, which people in that part of the Upper Tanana have long wanted in their communities. But he says in the meanwhile, the new clinic will have more facilities to offer better care than the old clinic that the organization has operated over the past several years.
Everything's going to be located in one facility, and it's going to be more welcoming. We're going to have state-of-the-art equipment that's necessary to function at the highest capacity, and it's going to be supported by a great organization.
The Toke Clinic will be the newest of 28 healthcare facilities the Tanana Chiefs have built to provide better care for the residents of its enormous healthcare service area, which is bigger than California. The task is more challenging in some communities that lack infrastructure, like in Circle, where the organization completed work last year on a new clinic.
They weren't even hooked up to running water or sewer until we were able to get a new clinic in there.
In addition to the Toke Clinic, Tanana Chiefs also is building a new facility in Manly. Joseph says next year the organization hopes to begin work on a new clinic in Evansville, and he says it's considering building another in Northway within the next couple of years.
We're just continuing to move forward and trying to make sure that we have a strong system of care here, not only for people here in Fairbanks, but throughout our service region.
Joseph says Tanana Chiefs mid-sized so-called sub-regional clinics like the one in Toke work with smaller village clinics and Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and the Chief Andrew Isaac Health Center in Fairbanks. He says Tanana Chiefs designs its healthcare facilities to accommodate population growth, and that's why it'll begin work this summer on an expansion project that'll double the size of the Isaac Health Center's facilities. The estimated $50 million project is scheduled for completion in the summer of 2022. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.